This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Thursday, April 7, 2022, Montana reports 272,826 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 34 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 7 new cases in Cascade County, that's Great Falls. 5 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 5 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings, and the Crow Indian Reservation. And more new cases in 13 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 355. Currently, 11 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,255 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. 6 more people's deaths have been reported since yesterday. Nationwide, more than 982,000 Americans have died. There have been 80,200,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. The U.S. Senate confirmed President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson on Thursday in a historic vote that paves the way for her to become the first black woman to serve on the highest court in the nation. Jackson will be sworn in after Justice Stephen Breyer retires sometime this summer. The vote was 53-47 to confirm, with Republican Senators Susan Collins of Maine, Mitt Romney of Utah, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska joining all 50 Democrats to vote in favor. The vote marks a major milestone for the Supreme Court and the federal judiciary, although Jackson's confirmation won't change the ideological balance of the High Court. Throughout the Senate vetting process, Senate Democrats praised Jackson as an exceptionally qualified, trailblazing nominee whose depth and breadth of experience, including as a federal public defender, would add a valuable and unique perspective to the bench. Jackson was also a commissioner on the U.S. Sentencing Commission and served on the Federal District Court in D.C. as an appointee of former President Barack Obama before President Joe Biden elevated her to the D.C. Circuit Court judgeship last year. A fresh wave of COVID-19 cases swept through the nation's capital this week, striking officials at the highest levels of government and disrupting business, just as President Joe Biden and other political leaders are urging a return to normalcy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who tested positive Thursday, as well as 2 top Biden cabinet members, Attorney General Merrick Garland and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, tested positive for COVID after attending the Gridiron Club dinner last weekend. Other attendees of the exclusive white tie event also tested positive, including Representatives Joaquin Castro, Democrat of Texas, and Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Jamal Simmons, a top aide to Vice President Kamala Harris, and Valerie Biden Owens, the president's sister. Several Capitol Hill reporters and other members of Congress also tested positive this week. The spate of high-profile cases comes as masks have come off in the Capitol complex and around Washington, and as big crowded indoor events like the Gridiron Dinner and other Washington traditions have returned after a 2-year absence. The massive White House Correspondents Association dinner, hosted by comedian Trevor Noah, is set for April 30th. Heart problems are more common after COVID infection than from getting the coronavirus vaccination, the CDC reports. A new analysis of the rates of myocarditis in young men may be reassuring to those reluctant to get their teenage and 20-something young men vaccinated. Compared to vaccination, COVID-19 itself is far more likely to lead to heart problems in teenage boys and young men, the study found. The CDC study is the first to compare directly the odds of a type of heart inflammation called myocarditis following a coronavirus infection versus vaccination, providing a clearer understanding of the real risk for heart problems and perhaps offering comfort to parents and young men who've had questions about the risks and benefits of the vaccine. Myocarditis has long been linked to a variety of viruses, including influenza and Coxsackie viruses. Myocarditis was identified as a potential side effect of mRNA COVID vaccines in young people last summer. Most cases of vaccine-related myocarditis got better without any lasting issues. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.